Fantastic. You know, we're sitting in seventh spot right now. We've already got 10 wins on the board. Probably likely to finish with around 12 or 13. And that's unheard of, you know, for a team just up from Division 2. You couldn't have hoped for any more. Usually teams that come up, they just go straight back down. Or they hang on, stay up by the skin of their teeth. But we're not only staying up, we're just a couple of wins away from actually contesting finals. And it should be a really good push into next season. The club's really solidified ourselves at this level and showing that we are amongst the best half a dozen clubs roundabout in the state. And that's all through the grades too. It's not just the firsts. Seconds are right amongst the mix. They're probably going to finish fifth. The thirds and fourths are both going to play finals, and the fifths are right in their league as well. So, you know, it gives real credit to the depth and the hard work that everyone's done that we're now in the position to be a borderline powerhouse in Division 1. There's a big gap between 7th and the top 2 or 3, which on the ladder I think it might be Blackburn, Geelong, but in reality I'd probably say it's Blackburn, Geelong, Blackburn, Waverley, Essendon. You know, they're the three best teams, and there is a significant difference between us and them, but that difference can be made up very quick. There was a massive difference between us 2 years ago. There was light years difference, and now there's just 3 or 4 runs difference. We've had wins against Blackburn and Essendon this year. We've got one more chance to get a win against Waverley. And if we can take a win off each one of those teams, then that's a massive step forward. It's something that not many teams can say that they did during the course of the season. And we're just, we've got a chance of doing that next Wednesday night. Oh, the same you got to do against anyone. Everything's just amplified a bit more. If you make a bad pitch against the good hitters, you know, whether it be Carlson, Russell, Rutgers, you know, any of these good players, it's going to get hit much more than what the mistake's going to be hit in Division 2. So you just got to concentrate a bit more, work on every pitch, you know, and don't let that one pitch get away, because when you make that one mistake, you know, we've seen this year when we have given up home runs, it's just been one mistake pitches, and we need to eliminate that, and we've done a pretty good job of it because we haven't been hurt by too many home runs or, you know, big hits this year. We had a little bit of problem early on in the season where I felt we were striking out far too much. We have rectified that problem now. What you want to do with two strikes is actually get a little bit wider than what you would in your normal stance, shorten up on the bat. So by that, you know, choke up a little bit, you know, take an inch off the handle of the bat. And then you want to get the mindset of you look for the pitch away and then just react in. So basically you're looking for the off speed away. And if you get that fastball in, then naturally you should be able to react to it. If you're a good enough hitter, you'll be able to just see that fastball react and, you know, hit it foul down the third base line or, you know, into the left field. But you look for that pitch away, and that's something that our guys have really made an effort on. Tristan Pinks did a good job of it the other week against Malvern. He struck out the first at-bat, came back up the next at-bat, he's got 2 strikes on him. You could see the difference in the stance. You know, he got a little bit wider, choked up, and he slapped the ball in the right field for a single. And any time, you know, you want to try and hit about 190 with 2 strikes. So you're not looking to be a 300 hitter at 2 strikes. You accept that you are behind the 8 ball. But what you don't want to do is have, you know, a plethora of strikeouts. You want to put the ball in play and make the other team make the play. Brock Paul is probably our best example of it. He maybe goes a bit too far. You know, he chokes up probably 4 inches on the bat, but he rarely strikes out. He has good at-bats for us in the leadoff position, sees a lot of pitches, and, you know, we're starting to wear down teams in a lot of ways, and that's because of that approach that the guys have of taking as many pitches as they can, waiting for a good strike and, you know, not allowing themselves to be struck out easy.
I mean, if you had 5 batters who took 6 and 7 at pitches each, what sort of difference would that make to a game?
Yeah, it was massive. I mean, you can get to their second or third string pitcher, you know, in the fifth or sixth innings. We did a great job of it against Doncaster. McDonald was pitching for them, who's a, you know, good, talented pitcher. He's been playing college, just come back this year, and now he's thrown a one-hitter, I think, against Newport and a couple of other really good games. And we were able to use up 125 pitches off him in 4 innings, and it was because of, you know, he had a bit of a wild day, but we had guys fouling balls off and not swinging at bad pitches, and you get that pitch count up, and then all of a sudden they've got to go to the next guy, and he can only go for 2 innings, and then in the end you're facing their third or fourth string pitchers. So, you know, that's what we want to do. Our pitching's been fantastic. Now I think it might be a bit of a problem for us next season, because I can see the guys that we've got now getting high calling next year. You know, Jamie Lethberg and Brock Pawley, they both should be high on the agenda of the Aces guys for next year. You know, they're just, Lethberg especially has been phenomenal this year. Brock is a guy that can just eat up innings and he's going to throw strikes for you. So I wouldn't be surprised if the club then next year has to sort of start looking at, you know, guys further down the list to take innings for us, because I think, you know, Paulie and Jamie are both going to have spots, regular spots in the ABL.
So I've had the Claxton Shield before, but the Claxton Shield was only 20 games before. It's now 40. What difference has that made to the league, especially to those top teams, you know, the three or four top teams who have lost it, you know, four or five players each?
Yeah, well, you just got to... It brings out the depth. You know, you have to find more players for it, and it seems to have hurt a couple of clubs. You know, Essendon's been hurt by it, obviously, this year. You know, they're not in the four right now, and they've been in the four every year, or in the top two every year for the last probably 5 years. Waverley's out of the four, or just in the four right now, but they've been out for most of the season. And it's got to do with the depth. You know, you've got to play 44 games, whatever it is, for the Aces. You know, you're missing guys now and then, and you've got to call on your second, third, and even fourth string players, and that's not an easy thing to do. Not many clubs can do it, but that is the next step that we're going to have to take to you know, really compete with those guys, those Essendons and Waverleys. You know, is have a greater level of depth to be able to have people to back up you know, Les Boyle, Paulie, Kemp, or whoever else is our import. You know, we're on the way there. You know, we've got guys like Errol Winnan and Carl Wilson who are coming through pretty good, and you know, we're going to be okay.
And what about general defence?
Yeah, look, defence has been pretty good. You know, we move guys around a lot because of just the different situations. When Lethberg comes on the pitch, you know, that changes the whole makeup of our infield. You know, it means we've got to move King over to shortstop, and then we bring Arnett in the second base. And, you know, if Paulie comes on the pitch, it means he comes out of third base, and we've got to bring Turlier in. So we're very versatile. I think the highlight of our defence has been probably Benny Lethberg behind the dish. Now, he's had to do so much work there, and you know, just going back a couple of weeks ago, he caught 24 innings in the weekend against Essendon and Doncaster in those, you know, big games we had there. So, you know, he's been fantastic, but you know, we haven't given too many extra outs this year, and that's been able to give us a chance to win a lot of games. Look, there's some games in the way the season's made up this year that you just have to cut your losses. Just going back, you know, 3 weeks against Essendon, we had a couple of guys out, and you had to be realistic about it. You know, there's no point me going out there and throwing Kemp and Lethberg for a bunch of innings and then having no one left for the weekend. So what you got to do is you got to pick your battles. You know, if we've got Essendon or Waverley midweek, I'm not going to go out there and try and use my best guys when I've got to go and play, you know, say Doncaster or Cheltenham or one of those middle place teams on the Saturday. You're going to pick the games you've got the best chance to win, and you don't want to burn your guys out either. You know, you don't want to be having Matt going out there throwing six innings every single game. You got to be smart about it. So when it comes down to that, you are going to cop some beatings from now and then. But thankfully this year we've been on the giving in more than receiving in most times, and it's come out good.
Anything else?
No, it's just been a great season. We've got one game left for the seconds, thirds and fourths. Seconds won't be in the finals, but the thirds and fourths hopefully will be, along with the fifths. And the first, we've got a chance to finish in seventh, maybe even sixth spot if things go our way. And we want to finish off strong. We've got a big game this week against Upway. You know, they've been our rivals for a while, and we're fighting with them for that seventh spot. You know, we've made that our goal in the second part of the season, and we plan on grabbing that seventh spot with both our hands and keeping it for the rest of the season.